The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Dignity Memorial, with host Patrick Hartsfield and guests.
And good morning, everybody. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and I lied yesterday. Ruthie, I thought, was going to be back, but I was wrong. She'll be back tomorrow. So in the meantime, I'm Davis Allen. I'm hanging out in the studio for Ruthie, and also hanging out with me today in the studio are the fine people from Dignity Memorial. We have Patrick Hartsfield. He's the Director of Community Relations. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
Also, we have Marcy Eskonos. Okay, Eskonos. Okay, and you have an interesting title. You are a life story coordinator. I really would like to know a lot about what it is that you do, along with why it is we're here in general and the services that Dignity Memorial provides. Again, thank you guys for being here with me this morning.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Davis.
All right, so Marcy, I want to get started with you. You are the life story coordinator. Explain that a little bit to me.
Okay, so when we have a family come in who lost a loved one to one of our local funeral homes, they sometimes want to have some assistance in personalizing the service, and that's where I come in. So I will work with them and go to their home and help them go through the, you know, sometimes grueling process of picking out personal items to display, and I'll, you know, bring them and set them up and set up what we call a life story table, and then all they have to do is show up, and they'll see their loved one's life story, you know, told visually.
It's almost like a museum to that person, right? Was that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, I mean, it is basically the dash. We talk about the dash. Yeah. Do you know what the dash is, Davis?
Let's explain that.
Okay.
I don't think I know what the dash is.
Okay, the dash is, it's the dash between the year you were born to the year that you passed. And that's your life. And that's your life story. So we like to tell the life story from beginning to end. And in a visual table, life story.
Now that's very nice. You know, I've been to a few funerals where you see the pictures, the memorials. It is a very long and stressful process because one, you know, funeral planning, it's very stressful amongst itself. And then also memorializing that person the lighthearted way of remembering this person's life through pictures and articles and just things that remind. So you're in there helping with that process.
I'm helping, but I'm actually trying to do everything for them so they don't have to. And we provide keepsakes for the family so that it becomes a less, I guess, somber event. Mm. You know, I've had people say that they're excited. They can't wait to see it. And actually, I told Patrick this story about when I had a woman that I was doing a life story for her mother. And I spoke to her that morning and she told me that she was so excited. She mm-hmm. hadn't told anybody it was going to be a surprise. And she was so excited. This was the day of her mother's funeral. Mm. And it took me back to the day of my own mother's funeral years ago where was not excited. The only thing I felt was sadness. So it gives us also the opportunity to provide them with a memory that is not as somber. It's more kind of uplifting, and it's a great experience also for those who attend to get to know some things about this person that maybe they never knew, and for the family to share those memories.
It's really special, and each one is unique, which is really cool in my opinion. And Marcy does an excellent job.
Thank you, Patrick.
And it's something that, you know, you really get one shot, right? I mean, there's only one funeral service, and to make it so special and so powerful is really, really neat.
And I would say the success going into that would be, even though it is a funeral where generally it's a sad occasion, to go over those memories and to be able to look and point at a picture and you can laugh and you could you're upset, but you could be happy that it happened and remember that moment and reminisce and just sort of reflect with one another the loved one that you're here to remember. And that's also an extremely important moment to me, is to be able to be able to smile and laugh at a moment that you had with that person.
Yeah, and we really kind of have changed the face of, in a way, what a funeral looks like, because there's a huge difference between walking into a chapel and there's nothing there, or you have this big life story tribute to your loved one. And it's like a night and day, I think, in my own experiences.
Frankly, it's revolutionary. And Marcy's sort of at that spearhead, that pinnacle of excellence. And it's going to change. Now, we're sort of at the forefront here, thankfully. But ultimately, it'll change the way we all experience, you know, funeral services, and make it really becomes a celebration.
You know, unfortunately, we all have family members that do pass on, and their request has always been, I don't want this to be a sad occasion. I want you guys to remember me for the person that I was, and that, you know, as a good person who loved life, and I want you all to celebrate me rather than mourn me. And I think that that's an extremely important part of having the life story feature is, you know, I want to be remembered as that fun person, that loving person. And so that's how I sort of want the funeral to go. And when you walk in, that's how I want to be remembered.
Yeah. And it really is sort of the last gift you can give to your loved one is the service to honor them in a way that, you know, they would like to be honored. And the life story is the perfect way to do that.
So explain the process of the life story in terms of going through someone's deceased and now they're planning the funeral. At what point would you step in? Is this sort of the first step, what part of the first step, or is this something that's introduced as you go along?
When they have the first meeting with the funeral director or arranger, then it'll be presented to them as an option. And, you know, as well as a lot of other things we uniquely do, like we do a lot of catering as well. In which case, right. If there's a life story, there's also going to be, I'm also going to do, you know, special centerpieces and tablecloths. And so it's presented to them. And if they choose it, then I get contacted and then I will contact the family, visit them in their home. And oftentimes, you know, they don't, you know, they're so overwhelmed and, you know, there's so much going on that they have to do. I can walk in and I've literally taken things off the wall and, you know, they're just things that they wouldn't think of because really, honestly, they're not necessarily thinking straight. It's such an emotional time. And sometimes they're not really sure what this is until they see the finished product. And
adds to the special nature of the whole thing, I think, because once they see it in place, it can be very powerful.
It is. We've gotten nothing but positive.
That's right.
A lot of, you know, positive feedback.
Is it ever nerve-wracking to do a position like to have a position like this, because you want to accurately portray this person to the best that you possibly can, but you may not know this person that very well. You know, the family would know this person. So is it ever nerve-wracking to go in there and provide a service like this to the family who's known this person for a very long time?
Well, it's kind of a lot of responsibility, I think, is what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
And I take it seriously. And I ask a lot of questions. I know I've learned really what to ask. And I just had someone the other day that said to me, you know, I don't know why. I was wondering, why is she asking me all these questions? And then I walked in and there was my brother's life right in front of me. And then I understood, you know, so I just ask everything. I get all the information I can and sort of get to know that person after they pass. And the family does like to share, you know, they do like to tell you usually, you know, about that person. So, I've heard a lot of people say, wow, it's as if you knew my mother or my sister or, you know, whatever. So it's a responsibility. And every single time before I finish, every single time I look over it one more time, imagine that I'm part of that family and hope that they love it and hope it makes them happy. And so far, so good.
Absolutely.
Raving reviews so far. Now, I don't know of many other funeral homes that even provide this kind of service. Is this a unique thing that you guys do? I don't know of anyone else that does this service.
Yes. The Eastern Gate Memorial Park and Funeral Home, Oaklawn Funeral Home, and Bayview Fisher Pugh Chapel and Memorial Park here, all three in Pensacola, this is unique to these three locations. And I should also add National Cremation and Burial Society in Milton. We also, you've done some.
I have.
Out there. So,
yes, I have.
This is something that we offer exclusively. I think this is going to transform the industry or the profession. Eventually, but right now we're the only ones. Yeah.
What? When did this position start?
Oh, last year.
It's going on. It's almost 2 years. Is it 2 years? It's almost okay. February. At beginning of February will be 2 years since we started offering this, and it's just been very successful, I think.
It has been, and you know, as word of mouth travels, you know, it's becoming more and more popular too. So it's obviously something that people really enjoy. Yeah.
We've had people that say, you know, they'll see it. They'll be there. There'll be a, you know, someone that's just coming to someone's funeral and they're like banging down the door the next day wanting the same.
That's true. That's a good point because, Marcy, because this is something you can plan for ahead of time.
Right.
So when someone pre-plans or pre-arranges their funeral services, this is something you can opt for and pay for in advance, which from a financial standpoint is always a good idea. Lock in the prices
people have done that, and we have I've done life stores for people who have made pre-arrangements for
already
them. I have, yeah. Well, sometimes family members see it and they go ahead and purchase it for their family member, so that's something they don't have to worry about, another thing they don't have to worry about later.
So we're here with Patrick Hartsfield. He's the Director of Community Relations. Also, Marcy Escanos. She is the Life Story Coordinator. And we're getting to learn this Life Story program that, as far as we know, is exclusively offered by Dignity Memorial. Now, there's usually the funeral, then there's the reception, which could take place in another location. Does the Life Story have to take place only at the funeral?
No, I'm glad you asked. We've done that. We'll do them anywhere, I guess.
That's true.
And we have. We've done them in churches, which is fine. I mean, the churches are usually very, very easy to work with. And so we've done a number of those, and also did one at the Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was a nice, you know, it was always people's nice people to work with. We've had requests to do them in people's homes, which is fine. We can do that.
What comes to my mind is the living life story,
right?
We did I guess last year. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Because sure.
That was really cool.
Sure. It was someone who was eminent that was with hospice at the time, so you know there wasn't a lot of time left, and they knew that, and we decided between the family and us, we worked something out to do what we call a live life story. So instead of people coming to her funeral, they were able to come, and they did, from, you know, California, all over. Came for a celebration of her life that she was able to attend.
Wow.
And
really
it was
powerful.
A big kind of a community. A lot of people in the community mm-hmm. knew her, and even Cat Country was involved with that.
Yeah, it was a Seville quarter.
Yeah.
And the woman in question, who since passed, unfortunately, was a member of a Mardi Gras crew. And
yeah, we had a big celebration of her life, and people were able to say what they want to say to her instead of later about her, which was really special for a lot of people. And it gave her husband told us, a lot of peace when she knew that it was time.
And I know who you're talking about. And mm-hmm. This is a family who's dear friends to our stations,
right,
both here and also on Cat Country, mm-hmm. as you had mentioned. I remember coworkers here who had attended that event said it was it was hard to have a dry eye. That was for sure. But
yeah.
Very powerful indeed.
But yet special, and something that the people who attended, the family, the friends, will never forget.
And again, if you want to be a part of the program, 437-1620, 437-1620, that is the phone number. You can call or text that number if you want to join in on the conversation. So what if you have difficulty accessing the items that you're displaying? Like if items are maybe lost, given away, it just maybe it's hard for you to get these items to display. How else do you go about that?
And that does happen. Generally, that happens more with people that are much older, maybe live in a nursing home. They've either given away or lost a lot of their personal things throughout their life. And also, I've had somebody that lost everything to a fire, you know. So, never fear. I will make it happen,
she
and
will.
I will make it beautiful somehow. You know, all I need to know, it's great to have those personal items. That's kind of, you know, I guess, the best case scenario, but it's not the only case scenario. Mm-hmm. I've worked with nothing, and still, you know, as long as I know who that person was, if the family can share information about that person's life, I will make that a special life story.
Now, this just comes to my mind because it's, you know, for me, breakfast time, and I'm always hungry around this time. What if this person has like a favorite dish? Do you work with food?
Oh, yes. We do a lot of catering, and we do a lot. A lot of times families do want to share that meal together with everyone after the service or during the visitation that was a favorite of their loved one.
Right. That's fun. Because if you love fried chicken and biscuits, whatever it is.
Yeah, we did a taco bar yesterday at Bayview for someone that we did a life story for who just loved tacos and Taco Tuesday.
Who doesn't love tacos?
Right, right.
So we'll work with whatever they want. And that's also kind of unique because I don't think your average family funeral home offers catering.
It's not something that people immediately associate with funeral service. Food.
It seems like it's getting more normal. It is to us anyway, I guess.
It is because, again, that's something we pioneered in a sense, well, in fact. And it has become something that wasn't normal. It's now becoming the new normal, which is neat to see.
It's really so much easier for the family.
Right.
Too, because like I said before, they just show up for the life story, and then the catering is all taken care of, and all they, you know, if they want to take home any leftovers, we'll pack it up for them.
But other than that,
they don't have to clean, they don't have to go anywhere,
and they don't have to have people in their home,
right.
And they don't have to clean up, as you said. And the other thing is, it's something that we can do. You know, it doesn't have to be during the funeral or visitation. It can be done throughout a calendar year, I think.
Yes.
So we could do it at any time for any event, which is neat.
Right.
So that makes a lot of sense to have the catering service because you're asking a lot of people to come together, or many people mm-hmm. who want to attend. They're there for a decent amount of time and almost as a way to say, thank you for coming. Here's a meal on us.
Yeah, and you're right. People do like to share that, you know, the things that they shared with their loved one.
Yeah,
they really do. You know, like the food that they loved.
I mean, it could be as simple as this is their favorite candy to a full course meal.
Oh, we've got one where we're doing Domino's pizza.
All right.
Extra sauce, extra cheese, and Whataburger coming up this weekend. Yeah. So, because that's what she loves.
I think.
Woman
I think
after my own heart.
You may have to add Whataburger to mine.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome one. Won't happen for a long time though.
Right.
No, no.
Years from now.
Years from
I'll
now.
Still
Whataburger,
be doing it.
Whataburger will always be on the menu. That is for sure. So in terms of pricing, are there different price options you could go for when it comes to how we present this, maybe different packages that we can choose from?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, we can work with any budget, and we will. And Marcy, you could probably elaborate a little bit on the differences.
Yeah, there are different packages that you can buy for different prices on catering and on the life story. And a lot of times it's better just to buy these packages than piecemeal.
Yes.
Because you definitely get more bang for your buck.
Right.
And then, you know, if you have pre-need, if you've already prepaid for your arrangements, you can just upgrade or add anything to it. So there are options on pricing, and there's options on the pricing for catering. I mean, you like Patrick said, you tell us what you got and we'll work with you.
I like that option because again, it's a stressful time, so essentially, look, this is my budget, or this is what I'm thinking, what do you have for me?
It's important to plan ahead. We plan basically almost everything in our lives, from vacations to saving to weddings to births. And to plan ahead for your, ultimate final needs is a really special and powerful gift that we can leave to our loved ones, to our family. Because the last thing you want to deal with on the worst day of your life is planning a funeral.
And so how much is it going to cost?
And how much,
It's so overwhelming. It really is a gift to your loved ones to do that. And it's usually, you know, you get it ahead of time and it's...
Well, we can make
it in the long run,
and we can spread it out over years. Making payments, manageable payments monthly, as opposed to a whole lot of money all at once.
Right, and again, that you know, for a lot of people, that takes some stress off their minds, knowing that they can space this out. This isn't something they have to commit to all down right away. So that's something that they can plan on and budget.
Absolutely.
So anything I'm missing that I have not asked right now, and I do want to remind our listeners, 437-1620, if you have a question, you want to join in on the conversation. But is there anything that I am missing that I have not asked yet?
Well, I guess maybe sometimes people think that, well, you know, that there's something that's a little too much to have or too big to have in their loved one's life story, and that's not true. I have a big van.
She does have a big van.
I have a big cargo van, and I have taken deer heads off the wall. We've had someone's boat at the location. Mm-hmm. We had that guy's VW van mm-hmm. that he was so proud of that he had.
Which
was the
really
only
cool.
owner. Yeah. Yeah. And we really encourage people to bring anything that represents who they were. And it really means a lot to the family and everyone else, because they come there and they say, oh, I remember that VW van. He was so proud of that. You know, or that first time I took that deer head off that lady's wall, and she was like, oh, no, it's too big. It's too heavy. And she said, you know, he was so proud of that. He would love for everybody to see it, because they had it in their bedroom. And yes, I do go into people's bedrooms.
Yeah, I remember my uncle's funeral, where he was a big time baseball player and his kids played baseball, both went to college to go play baseball. So mm-hmm. part of it was, you know, they were sort of a baseball theme that involved him and his family and going mm-hmm. to Braves games, and also had his high school baseball glove encased and like and presented.
Sure.
And it's something that's I was a baseball player, so for me, it's that piece that just means so much to you because it was such a big part of your life, and they sort of centered everything around that glove, and it was amazing how it all just sort of, you know, brought the family together and just said, man, remember how much he loved those Braves? Remember that time he argued so much with about that call? And so I love how you can just take something that's so meaningful and you can apply it to the life story.
Yeah. And we do mm-hmm. theme the centerpieces if there is a catered reception. Mm-hmm. And also, yeah, I mean, we had just yesterday, we had a big piece and an urn and a barber chair.
Right there.
For someone who owned a hair salon locally, and yeah. it wasn't his barber chair, so imagine their surprise when they walked in and saw it.
We've been doing a lot of live streaming lately, you know, due to the COVID mess, and but it allows people to join in remotely safely, but it also allows them to see the life story displays, and we've gotten a lot of feedback just from Facebook. About how powerful it is.
A lot of times the families tell me, people were like going up to them saying, wow, you did a great job. And they're like, we didn't do it. We just showed up.
Which is great. That's what you want. We take that one more burden we can take off the family.
And so if I want to get a hold of you guys, if I want to reach out and learn a little bit more, ask any questions, how can I get in contact with you?
850-432-7805 is the number for Bayview Fisher Pugh Chapel, which is on Scenic Highway, and we've all driven by the cemetery, and I'm trying to remember, 493-9223 is Eastern Gate, is that right, or 473?
Oh, it's 479-9223.
479-9223 is Eastern Gate, and 456, I'm trying to remember, I'm spacing on Oakland's number. We're also all over Facebook. So Oakland Funeral Home, Bayview Fisher Pugh Chapel, Eastern Gate Memorial Park and Funeral Home. So find us on Facebook. You know, we all have our own websites, so it's not hard to find us.
Yeah. Once I get a hold of you, everybody has my cell number. So if anybody wants to reach me at any of those locations, they can just ask for, you know, for anything,
Marcy.
Any questions, ask for me or ask for my cell number, and I do not mind. The number for, I don't know if that was correct, but the number for Oakland is 453-2321.
Thank you.
And you mentioned that you live stream these services now. Mm-hmm. Do you create an individual live stream that has its own personalized page for the people that are watching, or is it on the Facebook page?
It's on our respective Facebook pages, so, and it stays on our page forever, frankly, unless they ask us to take it off. So it's something they can view live and then go back and watch over and over again.
And you can also go on to that and save it in like your videos on your phone, or can email it to yourself. I've done it. Mm-hmm. So,
well, Patrick Hartsfield and Mary Escanos.
Marcy.
My apologies.
That's all right.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank
we look
you.
Forward to seeing you again soon.
Yes, sir.